I came to Champaign more than 9 years ago now, and one of the first groups I went to see if I'd be interested in was Champaign County Crime Stoppers. And I think after the first couple of meetings, I had an immediate connection that I could be involved in this community program and maybe I could help make a difference. And that really seemed to be my goal. They were always looking for help and volunteers and people to be involved. And that's really how it got started.
Had this been something you were involved in when you anchored at other jobs?
Well, I always know that being in television is more than just being on television, that community involvement is important. And so although it wasn't Crime Stoppers, the station I came from was more about education involvement. But for some reason, when I went to that Crime Stoppers meeting, I thought, wow, this is different. Something I hadn't done before, something I hadn't seen done before. So community involvement's important. Crime Stoppers was new to me when I came here.
Channel 3 even had a few special programs dedicated to those who hadn't been captured for some time, and you really got involved in that.
Right. Well, exactly. That's where the idea came from. As I got involved in Crime Stoppers, I thought, how can I give back? What can I do to tell their stories and help them be more effective? We came up with the idea of those most wanted specials, and we've done 4 or 5 over the years, and our viewers have responded, and they pick up the phone and they call Crime Stoppers if they know somebody, and it really became kind of a connection to our viewers. So when we started this project, I wasn't quite sure what to expect, but the viewers really came to help.
When was the last program?
A little more than a year ago. We had had another one planned last fall. In fact, it was going to air in December. That's when I got word in November of having brain cancer, and that kind of put the special on hold for a while.
Tell me your reaction. You found out there was going to be an award named in your honor, a permanent marker out there, what you've done.
I was shocked. You know, having been in television now, it'll be 30 years in April. I guess I never thought that there could be an award named in my honor. You want to go out and do good things. I know that it's important to be involved in the community, and I wanted to do that and do it effectively. But it never led to me thinking, gee, I should get an award or there should be an award in my name. So when they presented me with this idea, I literally was quite shocked that that was even possible. Why me? There are a lot of people that do great things in this community and in others, and they deserve a pat on the back. And I was just shocked by it when they came up with this idea. The fact that we think that maybe it'll encourage others to be involved is phenomenal, and I hope that's really what it leads to. I may not be around 5 years from now to check to see who all won the awards, but the reality is that I hope that a lot of people do, and I'm sure they will. Like I said, there's a lot of people out there that deserve that pat on the back, and I know it'll do a lot to help others, then I'll be thrilled.
I'm at a bit of a loss otherwise to talk about you and your situation. So how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. My brain cancer was found a little more than a year ago. It was back in November. I went through one round of treatment, and the tumor went away. It was removed by surgery, and then I had radiation and chemotherapy. I've had 6 to 8 really phenomenal months. Unfortunately, the tumor has returned in the front of my brain. I'm under treatment for that right now and have had some success in slowing its growth and making it smaller. The downside is that I have a new tumor growing in the back of my brain, and so we are looking at what options I have for treating that. This brain cancer is very aggressive. I think 70% of people don't survive 2 years. I'm working on year 2, and I am grateful for every day I have.
Has your decision to be so public about this, have you had any response from anyone who is ill to help them decide what they want to say to family, friends, et cetera?
I've received a lot of emails, a lot of cards. I've gotten some from people who have said that it's helped them tell their side, the situation that they're facing. It has helped them to be more positive and to look forward and to be grateful for the good things we have at this moment. And so that's been phenomenal. What I do hope is that people realize there are a lot of people fighting cancer and that we have family and friends and neighbors that we may know little about, but they deserve some support and a pat on the back and maybe a meal once in a while. And I've seen that out of the response I've gotten, and I think that's phenomenal.
It seems as though you would be a good, I don't know, motivational speaker is the right word. But if you've been asked to speak, and I'm not just talking about cancer support groups, but other people that may be suffering in some other way, you know, recovering from alcoholism or something, people that need a positive view on life.
Well, you know, I've been asked about that, and I've received a lot of comments about that, and I really have left that in God's hands. I hesitate that it becomes about me. And while I want to help others, and I hope I have been able to do that, I have yet to be led to be even more outspoken about my situation. I've been led more to keep people up to date and to share my story, maybe one-on-one. I get a lot of people stopping me no matter where I'm at, and we talk about it. I really just want to make sure I say and do the right thing. And that's always my hesitation. I hate to say that, you know what I mean? People face all sorts of challenges every day, and I really may not know a lot about what they're going through. So I would hate to think that I might say something that would be inappropriate or wrong, and that would always be my concern.
And I'm sure that your Channel 3 colleagues have felt like an extended family. You and your colleagues suffered a loss a couple of years ago with the passing of meteorologist Robert Reese to cancer. You've got to have a huge base of support there at the station.
Yeah, and the thought of Robert, you know, I still miss him. And then the thought that I was going to have cancer was, you know, the two of us, what? You know, I'm 52 years old, and this cancer is for slightly older, healthy adults. And I thought, wow, this is just bizarre crazy. And like I said, I still miss him. So the station has been remarkably supportive for me, as they have been for him and his family. And to go through this yet again, I think it'd be pretty tough. And so I've been blessed with great coworkers. And Jennifer is, how you doing today? What's going on? And helps me just stay normal. And what's going on today? What stories are we covering? And so they've been remarkable. I can't thank them enough. And I will always be grateful.
On a day-to-day basis, I mean, obviously, I'm sure some days are better than others, but how are you doing?
Right. I'm feeling good most of the time. The treatments can be a little tough. I've been fortunate not to have a lot of side effects so far. My stomach gets a little upset. I might have some headaches. I sleep a lot the week of treatment. Usually it's a Tuesday or a Wednesday. It's every other week. By that Thursday or Friday, I'm exhausted. I sleep all weekend long, and then I kind of bounce back, and I have a good week and a half, and then my next treatment comes, and I go through those cycles, you know. And what I appreciate is that I see a lot of other people getting treatment when I'm getting my treatment, and some of them are facing challenges I can't imagine. And I pray for them and hope that they have the support they need to get through, because cancer can be an awful thing to fight. The treatments are tough, and I'm grateful for the blessings I've had, but I know other people are challenged unbelievably, and I hope that, you know, they're getting through it as well as I am, that anything is possible.